हरिभव नमाम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी पिछारने निविशेष शून्य वरि पुरस्कृताते स्थारने But we've heard both the anecdotal and the more formal offerings, and personally, I find them both sweet. Prabhupada was like that. Anything to do with Prabhupada was sweet. And so memories, because really the Krishna book is just Krishna. And these meetings on this especially auspicious but confusing day, I find, is meant to help us remember Krishna, Prabhupada. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. We can say Shravanam Kirtanam Prabhupada Smaranam. As disciples and grand disciples of Prabhupada, we really will achieve the goal of life if we chant about Prabhupada, glorify Prabhupada, and remember Prabhupada. That way, there's no loss. We're safe, we're on safe ground. As far as the anecdotal goes, I have one. What was it where Garga Muni was banging on the plate? What was that quality? Spontaneity. Actually, it wasn't Garga Muni, it was Prabhupada himself. I was in the back seat. Shyamasundar Prabhu was driving. And the horn stopped. Prabhu said, "Give me my plate." We had his... And he hung out the window and he took his cane. And he bang, 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 bang. Then he turned and gave it to us in the back seat. And he said, "Now everyone, they see that the Westerners, this is new, something new," he said, "they will all be doing." Because these anecdotes, and especially I found, since so many of the disciples of the disciples, our grand disciples, our nieces and our nephews, they're very eager to hear about Prabhupada. And that's really all we can give them. And if we do that, that's the perfection of life. I, myself, quite honestly, I never thought Prabhupada would pass away. I just never thought that. And I was with him 20 hours of each day. Right up to the last moment, I thought it was, it was very confusing, and I just refused to believe that Prabhupada would not be here. I couldn't accept it. Even after he left his body, I treated his body, because I had to dress him and prepare him to go on the palanquin to go around Vrindavan. I treated him as if he were here. So it was all very confusing. And again, quite honestly, I have to admit, I never realized who Prabhupada was. I just thought he was the most terrific person, the most fantastic person, the most wonderful person, the most loving person, but I really never understood what a pure devotee was. I didn't. I was in, ignorance. I was a slow starter. And I just loved serving him. And now, now I'm approaching 70. Now those memories, and the memories of my godbrothers and godsisters, are really very, very important to me because they help me remember Prabhupada. Just like the Hare Krishna mantra is meant to help us remember Krishna. You're singing about Krishna or you're glorifying Krishna, naturally you're going to remember Krishna. And then Krishna is there in the memory. And these anecdotal talks are also Prabhupada. I just feel it like that. You know, not only Krishna, but the residents of Vrindavan, of which Prabhupada is one, are absolute. So when you remember Prabhupada, Prabhupada is pretty much there. And Sanatana Goswami explains, in the residents of Vrindavan, when they're with Krishna, they're ecstatic. And when Krishna leaves them and goes to Dwarka, and Narad Muni Prabhu reminds Krishna of the state that the residents of Vrindavan are in, they're in a terrible state, what appears to be a terrible state. They're wandering through the forest, they're not caring for their bodies, some of them are just sitting staring like stones, but they're blissful. It's a form of ecstasy because what they're doing is they're looking for Krishna, they're remembering Krishna, and that is the most ecstatic form of love of God. So when we need these memories of Prabhupada, because I really don't think that I'm going to remember Krishna at the moment of death. I'm convinced of it. But I do hope I'll be able to remember Prabhupada. I don't know if this is an offensive thing to say. Even I don't care if I'm fortunate enough to have people around me when I die. I don't even care if they're not chanting Hare Krishna. But I do hope they're chanting Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Because I don't know Krishna. I just want to go back to Prabhupada. For me, it's back to home, back to Prabhupada. That's all. He's everything for me, and I think I'm speaking for the rest of us also. He's everything for us. And he can be everything for you. He is the supreme personality of preaching. He's the supreme personality of devotee. And Krishna himself says, those who serve they are my devotees. Those who serve my devotee, he is my devotee. Not one who says, oh, I'm Krishna's devotee. No. I am Prabhupada's servant. He is my servant. And this is a very, very refined science. The science of Krishna consciousness. Krishna, Radharani Devi, Krishna's associates, of whom Prabhupada is one of the most intimate. Who he is, I have no idea, but I hope I recognize him when I see him, either in the spiritual realm or in China or wherever it is we're going to end up, or on some planet, other planet. Because I don't think Prabhupada can be in the spiritual realm and he can be here at the same time. Like I told you last night, those of you, Prabhupada said, I did not want to go there. I don't want to go. It is a horrible place. Yeah, he'd say, horrible. No, no, you come down. I will make all arrangements. I know that, and Prabhupada had before that he had been talking about how he used to go to the Chaitanya Math to visit Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but he didn't really like to go there. It was very difficult for him because he said, I'm a grihastha and I would have to sleep in the brahmachari quarters where everyone slept in a big room. And he said everyone's nose would be working. Prabhupada didn't say snoring. He said nose working. Prabhupada didn't like it when your nose worked. If you were his servant and in another room and you're sleeping and he's translating, if you were snoring a little bit, your nose is working, he'd wake you up. It was very difficult for him. I don't know why I told you that story, but it's a nice one, nose working. So anything that reminds us of Prabhupada, that is auspicious. But this day I find very confusing. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. Grief-stricken, or ecstatic, or both. All of these things can be are adjusted, of course, within the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. The residents of Vrindavan, when Krishna was away, they were grief-stricken and experiencing the highest ecstasy simultaneously. So anything that will help us remember Prabhupada. And the most important thing that we all keep reiterating that helps us to remember Prabhupada is the Bhaktivedanta purports. Without them, we are lost. Without them, we're lost. So on this day, I'll try and make it a little formal. I sometimes get bewildered because I've been at so many ups and downs. The Prabhu was talking about all his problems that he experienced in his Krishna consciousness. That's all. We all experience problems. If you haven't experienced a problem today, you're going to experience a problem tomorrow. That is the nature of even becoming Krishna conscious. Without the problems, how will you take shelter? It's not an easy road. The problems come in whatever size, in whatever form, only to help us surrender to Krishna. So problems will be there. That is expected. But I sometimes think, oh, geez, I've got so many problems. And how do I fit in? How do I fit in? I'm not a grihastha. I'm not a vanaprastha. I'm not a sannyasi. I'm not a brahmachari. What is my... who am I? What's my identity? What is my identity? And then, I was just thinking this yesterday in the samadhi. Who am I? What, everyone has a title. They're a Mataji, they're a Brahmachari, they're the...
You're Bhavananda.
Well, that's... But I realized that, yes, I am fortunate, as we all are. I am Prabhupada Das. This is all we need. Prabhupada Das, the servant of Prabhupada. And then I became peaceful. And in that peaceful state of mind, I was able to chant Hare Krishna at least relatively nicely for me. So I want to thank all of the devotees who have come here. And I know that it's not easy. Prabhupada would always be concerned when all the devotees came, were the prasadam all right? Is the living arrangement right? All right for everyone? I know it's not easy, especially for the grihastha, so that's why I told that story about Prabhupada. But of course, these pilgrimages are meant especially for the grihasthas to experience a little tapasya. So I want to thank all of you and Radhanath Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, my beloved godbrother, for bringing everyone and making the arrangements for bringing everyone and all the other guests who have come from all over the world, for helping us to remember Prabhupada. And by doing that, I hope that Prabhupada, I know that Prabhupada will bless all of you, that you may become Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.
Kamagiri Mataji.